the spokes come out from it.
That's right.
And the very outer edge of the wheel, you call it the water, the felt. And that's the rim of the...
Your tie goes over that felt. That's the steel part go around that wood felt that's in there.
Well, what do you call the thing that the traces come back to and attach to?
The sanger tree.
Do you give it the double tree?
Two horses, you have it.
One on one side, the sanger tree, face it to your double tree.
Oh, yeah. What about if you saw a man going down the road in his wagon and he had a load of wood there and he'd come back a little bit later and it'd be empty and then he'd be going back again with another load? You'd say he's doing what?
Hauling wood.
He's hauling wood. You hauled a lot of wood in your time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you were talking about, your brother is out in the field right now doing his plowing. Well, are there different types of plows that you can use to break up the ground?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What do you call the ones you use to break it up at first?
That's the Italian plow. But we use them with mules, but he's not the president's tractor.
Oh, yeah,
plow is all used for the same type of breaking plow.
Well, is there a different type of plow you can use to break it up finer?
Well, you gotta dist it. You gotta both types. A mule dist, you could take that mule dist and dist that ground and then break it. But now you got a tractor dist you cut it up with and then break it.
Oh, yeah. So, is that the same thing as a harrow?
No.
What is that?
The harrow is what you use after you done broke it. That's can it round up fine to keep it polarized, but it won't be cloddy,
Oh, yeah.
Get ready to plank when you holler either. Just like if you break some ground and figure it's turned dry, you go ahead and holler that ground, and that holler will polarize and form that broke ground to keep it from, clogging.
Oh, yeah.
You get ready to plane while your ground is in nice shape. Hold that moisture. The more over your land is, the moisture will, leave it. But now you can harden and hold that moisture. You go and take it, put the chicken down, you got moisture there.
They got some little plows that put on the track now, they call them cheetah plows. Or little plows that much wide net. It's about like that. And they let till that land and just keep it pulverized.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be about 10 feet behind the mower or behind a truck or a rig. And they goes down the ground sometimes. They dig. Just like if you got Johnson grass in your field, see that color of children flying that ground. They dig them roots up and see if they come up, they help kill that Johnson grass out.
Yeah. I know when we're talking about wagons. Wagon wheels, the thing that the wagon wheels turn on, that's your
axle.
That's an axle. What about, sometimes you see carpenters use these things, they're wooden frames, kind of shaped like a letter A or something like that. You might lay a board across it and saw it, something like that.
Oh, square.
Is that what it is?
But you mean measure planks or square?
No, this is a frame. Kind of shaped like the letter A,
Yeah.
You can make a picnic table with them. Put one here and one here and lay boards across them.
Oh.
Something like that.
We call them horses.
Horses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, that's the carpenter's outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You got one that and one here, and then you lay your planks on that, and they saw the material on there.
Sure, what it means,
and then, in other words, you stand on them.